ash cake.
Okay. Did you ever have any ash cake?
Sure.
Well, was it when they made it? Was it wrapped up in anything before it was put in the ashes, or was it just put right in the ashes?
Best of my knowledge, I think it was just put right in the ashes.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. I guess it got a good crust on it.
Boy, it was good eating.
What do you call it when you boil cornmeal just the way you'd boil grits? Do people eat that?
Gruel.
Uh huh. Have you ever heard it called kush?
Yes, I always heard it called kush too. Give me a little kush.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the kind of bread that you buy at the store.
White bread. Not white bread. White bread.
What do you call a round, sweet pastry about that big around that has a hole in the middle?
Donut.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and you cook them on a greased skillet and eat them with syrup?
Excuse me, pancake.
Okay. Can you think of any other names for them?
Hot cakes, pancake, flapjacks.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Bacon.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Some folks call it souse meat. The old common name is hog head cheese. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what your parents called it?
Hog head cheese.
They called it hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, let me see. I'm going to go back to the question about the meat from the side of a hog.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called Midland meat? Well, now, is that the same thing as bacon?
Same thing, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, do you remember what your parents called it?
Bacon. Yeah.
They called it bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Kernel.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing? Well, the center of a peach?
Kernel.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Pressed peaches.
And what about a peach that comes away from the seed?
Clear seed.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Not green, green beans, string beans.
And what are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips that people eat?
They call them turnips.
Well, if you were going to have them for supper, what would you call them, the top part?
I don't know, just call it turnip greens.
Turnip greens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and you eat it in your hands?
Rosemary.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground? Yeah, I don't know if they live here or not. That's what we're trying to find out. I'm thinking about a ground squirrel or a chipmunk or a grinny.
Well,
do they live? Do they, those things live in
Black? I think they call it a ground squirrel, all right, but he's smaller than what he had out in Texas.
Uh-huh. But not in Blackshear. Uh-huh. Okay. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Skunk.
Okay. Have you ever had any run-ins with skunks?
No,
they ever given you any trouble?
Hope I don't.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it just hops along the ground?